Cheers.
We have
Jeff. Hello, hi. Jeff.
Hello, David.
Hello, Jeff.
We have the lovely Donna.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hello,
we have
Donna.
Our special poopy. Poopy.
And our poopy. We're all right. Our poopy.
Shannon. Hey,
hello.
Shannon.
Hello.
Big shout out to Shannon.
So I was trying to figure out how we gave her that name. What
I
was
don't
it?
Know.
Because she's podcast a podcast group.
Yeah, that's poopy. It. Poopy. Yeah.
It's not really a fun name, though.
Yeah,
so she's not really. She's not really buying it. She's not really like embracing the name Poopy.
Poopy.
It's really not that good. And she doesn't
though.
Look like a Poopy, does
no,
she?
No.
She's not Poopy at all.
No. Fucking Ray of Sunshine. My God.
She is.
I'm like a cup of joy.
She is. She smiles
like a slice of heaven. My
slice
God,
heaven.
I got a million.
There you go.
You do. I didn't know angels flew so low.
And then I bumped into Shannon and Donna.
I'm no, sitting across from you know Donna. What? No, Jeff, give us some lines here. Because you have. Fuck, I think they're funny.
Oh, yeah.
My little slice of heaven. And I would just go, I would roll my eyes. I'd listen to it and I'd go, oh, why are people getting sucked into this shit?
Because it makes them giggle.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah,
and
it does.
That just spurt that line out and ended. I used to go, okay, fuck, they bought it so far.
Okay, so tell.
But it didn't get you laid. That's what I want to do.
What,
get you
what
laid.
Do you think?
Hell
you've been
yeah.
around for
probably
these
not.
Podcasts.
Probably not.
No, sadly, yes.
There were times.
There were times.
But, more often than not, I'd say no, but it was always a good way to meet women that way.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not I got laid right away, but the follow-up, you know. Mm.
So we have a noise in the background. What's the noise? We're at the warehouse.
We're at the warehouse.
Yeah.
We're in the cage.
We're
nice
in the
alcohol cage.
Back in the cage.
Yep.
Put us
hey,
back in the cage again.
I just want to, before we get into this, I want to do a shout-out. Congratulations to Shannon, who's not only a poopy,
Shannon.
But a grandma.
Yay!
Oh, that's right. I saw
I
that photo. Congratulations.
First time
first
grandma.
First time grandma. Yes, your oldest
Gigi.
Daughter.
Gigi. I'm going to be Gigi.
Your oldest daughter had a baby boy.
Yes.
Right? Baby
yes.
boy. How
Huxley.
Big?
And seven.
That's
seven.
A cool name.
So
mm-hmm.
so
they were
going to
name it
so
Rita,
cute.
And I went, that's probably not a good idea
yeah,
for
I
a baby boy.
I don't think they would have.
No.
Is it a loud baby?
I think that's a loud
no,
baby.
No, no, no. No, that might, yeah, that might be the deciding factor. It was like lungs.
It was a loud baby.
Yeah,
loud.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Dave sent me a note, and I just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did the update yes. last week on everything that we're doing.
Yes, it
yes.
was.
It was
yeah,
good to be around again,
so
eh?
Yeah, well, we have a good dynamic, right?
We do.
We do. The chemistry's good. We have a lot of laughs together when we just sit around and just
it's good to see
shit.
You guys. Really.
Have a couple
I know.
Drinks.
I missed you.
Yeah, yeah.
I do, too. I was listening to the best of, and I got to tell you, we're fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Even
oh,
yeah. I think I we're, I mean, I'm listening to it going, I don't know, is it bad that I think
I'm
funny?
It's sad. I listen to it. Typically, I listen to it with my earbuds at the gym, and I'm working out. And I thank God I have a towel that I carry around, and I find myself putting the towel to my face because I have to fucking laugh so hard.
Oh, my
looking,
God.
What the hell are you laughing at? You got these earbuds. They can't hear what just
no,
what
you're
said.
Just laughing for no
you know,
reason.
So, I know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
embarrassing. So,
you know what
yeah,
it is
that
everybody's pretty quick.
Yeah,
so
we're quick-witted.
If there, if somebody
we'll
leaves
catch
the, if somebody
you lead it.
Leaves
oh.
the door open a little
right.
bit, fucking
that's
we're
right.
kicking
you,
it through.
If you lob that ball, we are going to hit it,
no,
and
no,
we are going to hit it in the park.
Your line was the best
serve.
One.
What's that?
Jeff leads us off down the fucking the garden path, and we just fucking run right out.
That's right. We run with it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun listening to those. So
yeah.
they were cool. Last week was good. We had a lot
we've
of updates
done a lot of
and shit.
We've done a lot of podcasts. We've been doing this since November last year.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
incredible.
Sure that we are
yeah, before Christmas.
We,
yeah.
So we
yeah.
had to delete a couple of podcasts, but that was
yeah, not
whatever, not a big deal. But if I take those into consideration, on based
there's
on where we are now, I'm pretty sure we've got to be close to 10,000 downloads.
I think there was four,
oh, wow.
mm-hmm. four podcasts taken out.
Doesn't yeah. matter. That's not my point. My point
no,
is
but we
get, that if
to
we took
40.
Those away, I'm guessing we're pretty close to.
I think we have about 40 in the bank. 40.
That 40 that we've done.
Yeah.
We've done
I don't. Yeah. So we have.
Oh, more than that because we did.
But 10,000 yeah. people listening.
Download,
listening.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
where
that's
we're at
amazing.
Now?
I think we're probably
amazing.
Close. We might be at like 8,000, 8,500, but we're close.
That's
so tell your friends,
yes.
Like, share, and
like,
listen.
Yes.
Like, share, follow, comment.
Yeah, comment,
and don't
share.
And don't just listen to us. Search out and find your
yes.
Vodka Friday and drink this
yeah.
shit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Have
exactly.
your own Vodka Friday party
it's not
while
about
you listen to the
talking.
Vodka Friday show.
Yeah. We've done enough events and been around enough people and you know what, and I know I touched about it last week a little bit, but it is definitely overwhelming, and every bit of information that comes back to us, is absolutely appreciated, good or bad. Maybe not the bad's appreciated all that much.
We haven't had the good.
You haven't had much bad.
No.
No, we had a weird one the other day, but whatever.
Oh,
we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. We just went, I don't even know what he means.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, but it was fine.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
You've got to give us a subject. I do. So my thought was, because we're all parents, that we would talk about parenting. And then I found this... some things you would ask your kid, questions you ask your kids. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask you guys.
You're going to ask
daughters. These are teenage, but these are teenage questions that you would ask a teenager. But I think you should answer them.
As a teenager.
So when you were a teenager.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You ask this question.
Pretend you're my, when you ask these, Rita, when you ask me, pretend you're my parent. And I'll answer like I was a teenager.
Basically,
like how old? Do you want me to be 17?
I fucking locked you in your room.
So Jeff.
Or giving you up for adoption.
Jeff has kind of a teenage brain anyway. So it's really not that much of a stretch.
No, right. No. So I'm going to ask the questions. I want you to think back.
Okay, so we're not answering as an adult. We're answering
how you would think you would have answered when you were a teenager.
Same fucking way I do now.
Oh, this is going to be good because when I was a teenager, it's like, fuck off, I'm not talking to you.
Teenagers so angry? Does anybody know?
It's the hormones.
They
make you angry?
Yeah.
I guess it's like perpetual PMS.
And plus, they're going through a lot of social anxiety.
I never found myself
stressed.
Horny.
Stresses.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time in your life because you're not a child anymore.
That's right.
That you realize that there are stresses in life.
That's right.
And it's, how do I handle this, right?
Yeah. So that's and they take it on your family.
Sure. Of course they do.
I took it on my parents.
Because they don't know.
My kids took
better.
It out of me. It's just that's what you do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They're not mature enough to know to not
how
take it out.
Yeah,
of
how
so
to handle
these
it.
Are
yeah.
parent
okay.
questions
yes.
that are asking to their kids.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not gonna reword it all.
Okay.
So you get a chance to answer. Okay, so
what's the question?
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Who are you asking?
I don't care. You. Dave, do you
have
a celebrity crush? Can't be me. I'm not quite a celebrity yet.
Dave's my celebrity crush. Dave's my celebrity crush.
Do I have a celebrity crush?
As a young person.
As a young person, if I was a young person and I had a celebrity crush, God, I hate that
Donny
question.
Osmond?
I never really had a
Liberace?
The Bay City Rollers?
Pat
Benatar? Pamela Anderson? Pamela Anderson was after us.
Pat Benatar? Like, you're dating me. Holy
my brother.
Shit.
Well, I'm sorry.
I like
Well, remember, we're asking you as if you were 17 or 18.
I don't know. Who's yours, Jeff?
Who's
your teenage crush?
Farrah Fawcett.
You know what? I'm going to go with that one.
Farrah Fawcett?
Any of the Angels.
Did anybody have a poster on their wall?
Sorry?
Yes.
I had the red bathing suit. Yes.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. It was
apparently it was cold in my room.
With the net.
I had a collage of hot guys.
Yes.
Which ones?
Oh my god.
Did you have Leif Garrett?
Leif Garrett.
Yes. Bay City Rollers.
Bay City Rollers.
You had Mel Gibson
in university. Yeah.
When he was young. Rick Springsteen.
When he had beautiful blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Gosh, who else? Leif Garrett.
Olivia Newton-John kind of did it for
Rob
me for
Lowe.
A while there, too.
Rob Lowe, yeah.
Olivia
Rob Lowe.
Well, I mean, at the end of Grease, she's super fucking hot.
She
knew?
She was hot through the whole thing. In fact, Donna kind of looks like her, doesn't she?
I bet you if you put stretchy leather pants on her,
I think I've seen her in them, but I've never seen her in the curly hair.
I'm pretty
curly
sure
hair.
She could convert you, Dave.
She could do it.
And then, and then look at Dave and say, hey, stud.
I know for sure.
Will you marry me?
I know for sure she can convert Mike.
Yeah. There you go. Jump at Dave's pickup and fuck off.
Okay, I have to go back to a podcast rules. We can't overtalk each other.
That's
it's
true.
Really
that's
hard to
true.
Listen to when
that's
we do.
True.
But I would say she could. She's already converted Mike, so you may lose another day. Pretty much, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so, all right.
What's the next question?
What is the most embarrassing thing that I do? Not me particularly, but your parents. What's your parents do to embarrass you? For me, it was fucking everything.
Walk in without knocking?
Oh. That would be embarrassing.
Knock first, please.
I remember
things in my hands here. I don't know.
My mom was very embarrassing. Oh
your
my
mom
God.
Was embarrassing?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
She do anything and everything, like go downtown and get stuff for the house. I mean, a big roll of carpet that was probably 12 feet long on her shoulders, walking it down the street like no big tomorrow. I'm wondering why we're walking 10 feet behind her. Oh, yeah, she was...
Going back to the pink house.
Pink houses for you and me, yeah. No, she did all kinds of crazy stuff like that. You're like, oh, my God, seriously.
My parents made me Irish dance in front of their friends who were Irish, and I had no clue how to fucking Irish dance. Like,
so you did the Charleston.
I'm pretending. Yeah.
And they're like, wow, Donna.
It was horrific.
You almost look like you're from Ireland. Right?
And
like, they did?
Hey, yes. A cute little Aussie.
And you wonder why I don't like being center of attention.
No, not anymore.
No, it scarred me for life, I swear to God.
When you would do it.
Oh, well, I had to.
Oh.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah.
How about some listening to the Irish Rovers. I
can you do some Irish dancing in leather pants?
Irish dancing. Long neck geese, humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants, but surely you know the loveliest of all was a unicorn. Yeah, anyway, I tapped
dance
to that.
Dance to that.
No.
Janet, do you want to Irish dance?
I hope they were plying them with Irish whiskey or something. They're probably half drunk.
No, my parents didn't drink.
So they were sober. That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Maybe they were thinking.
Were they high?
Maybe the last time I seen it, we were drunk.
What about your parents there, Sparky?
They never drank.
Something they did that was embarrassing. I don't remember them ever embarrassing me.
Come on.
I swear to God, I was spending too much time myself embarrassing the family.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Think give the fucking chance.
All right. How
what
would
about
you?
What about you? Where's your, where's
oh, everything they did what? Embarrass me. And they didn't. They weren't embarrassing at all. I was just, oh, my God. I remember being at a McDonald's drive-thru, and the whole family was in the car, and I thought I was going to die. It was like social suicide to me. I actually crunched down in the back seat, and my dad looked at me when I got home. Don't you ever be embarrassed to your family.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't help it. Well, have you met you? But they weren't embarrassing. They were not at all.
They were just a regular family.
It was just I was an asshole.
Can I tell you one more crazy story with my mom?
Yeah.
So I broke my ankle and she dropped me off at the hospital. She didn't drive at the time.
So what, she piggybacked you?
So she dropped me off. She had babysitting kids at home. So when they called and said, we need you to come up to sign some forms, she thought that I'd still be up there. So when she got up there, she rode her bike. It was a Pee Wee Herman bike.
Oh my God.
We get up there and they go, no, she's ready to go. And she's like, what? I was going to just send her home in a cab. All right. So crutches under her arm. I'm going, are you kidding me, Mom?
You had to ride on the bike.
I had to ride on the bike.
No, no.
And she's like, now be careful with the brakes because we're going down that big hill down Brantford General, right? Because we live down William.
Oh,
and she's like, I'm
going
to hit you.
Oh, you're going to William Street from there.
Yeah, because my parents live in William.
Down the hill, down the hill.
So she's like, and I kept going, I can't believe you're doing it. I'm pumping the brakes. She goes, stop pumping the brakes. I'm going to hit you with these crutches. I'm like, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I can't believe I'm in grade 7.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm not like a young kid either.
Oh, my God.
Well, she had more carpet to move.
So that's
I'll walk home on the crutches.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly. I'm going to hit you in the head with these crutches if you don't stop pumping those brakes.
You got to love your parents.
But that's my mom.
That's love. So
okay, you
what have you done
you
that's embarrassing to your children?
Oh, gosh.
Like, you purposely went and did.
Yeah.
My girls aren't embarrassed. They could care less if I had curlers in my hair and my house coat on. My son, on the other hand, don't do that. Don't wear it.
Shannon's pretty free, though.
Yeah.
Shannon has no problem
being
in her underwear walking around.
No, I'm not.
And her son, Braden, Brady doesn't like that.
No.
Why are you not putting out?
No.
And I think
don't say this or don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't sing. I'm like, why? Nobody's here. Well, people in the car beside us can see you singing. I'm like, who cares?
Oh.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's
my
girl.
Kids are like that,
he's
baby.
My girl and my girls are my boys.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
How would you describe my parenting style or your parents' parenting style? How would you describe that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was scared shitless of my dad. And you know what?
Yeah.
I was I still am, actually. Most people don't know this, but super sensitive. So my dad, all he had to do was look at me and go, I am so disappointed in you.
Yeah,
and
I would,
right? Oh, my God. And my mom, on the other hand, I'd just giggle at her. Like, I just went, oh, really, Mom? And she'd come and beat us with a wooden spoon, and you'd go, and then she'd leave, and you'd just kill yourself laughing, right? Because she was so mad. And you'd go, anyway.
Yeah, my parents ruled with an iron fist. And it was they weren't fun. Like they wouldn't joke with us. And we tried to get them to joke, and they weren't. They were always serious and very like, you know, everything was serious, and they weren't the fun parents. Mm-mm. Not like I'm fun with my kids, but my parents weren't fun. They were like just they were caught up in their world of, you know, they needed to make money and stay afloat and three kids and all within. We were all close in age, so, and they were young parents, so they were struggling.
They were mad at you.
So yeah, they were like,
"Fuck! Why do we have three kids?"
Like, if you stepped out of line, you knew it. You knew it. You got the paddle. You got whatever. Like, you did.
Early '70s were lean times, though. Employment.
It was. It was very hard.
It was a different world.
Yeah, I mean, so they weren't. They weren't like we weren't buddies.
And their parents were more removed than they were with you,
too, totally.
Right?
Oh,
so
totally. They knew totally it was learned behavior. It was learned behavior. That's all they knew. Because they had, you know, they grew up with a large family and their parents weren't exactly cuddly. So, they weren't going to be cuddly with us.
My parents were fun. My mom was a musician. Mm-hmm. So there was always music in our house. And then they always had parties with bands and stuff. And I mean, and they were, my mom and dad, my dad drank more than my mom. My mom really wasn't a drinker. So there wasn't that and anything, but she was fun. She lived for music and would get right into it. Like we had a good, like my parent, Shannon knows. I mean, they were really great parents. Yeah, they really were. They were great parents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a great environment to grow up in.
I can't say that I was friends with my parents. My parents were parents and they were like, they made sure you towed the line. That's it. They weren't, they weren't there to be your buddy.
Yeah, mine weren't either, but
no.
But they were still fun.
Yeah.
And then we got to be friends really around 19.
Yeah.
And then I just, because I was, I couldn't be controlled. I did whatever I wanted. They go, yeah, I gotta, whatever. All right, you want me home at 7 a.m.? I'll be there. No, Rita, we said 7 p.m. You don't want me home at 7 p.m. I'm a pain in the ass.
What about you, Shannon? What was your parents like?
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was, a tyrant and, had issues. But my mom tried her best.
Right.
She was, she was lenient with us when she could be, when he wasn't around.
Yeah.
So we got away with murder with her, mm-hmm. and she'd have to, lie for us and stuff like that, but to say where we were. Mm-hmm. But, in a sense, though, when Dad wasn't home, we kind of just did our own thing and ran around the streets like, normal kids.
My parents were lenient as far as letting us do, but they, like, there was rules, and you had to follow the rules.
Oh, yeah,
so
there was
no,
rules.
We had to be home when the light. So if we stayed at Shannon's house. Her dad came home for lunch, and God help you if you weren't there at 9 p.m. when he showed up.
Yes.
And I still remember. And her mom, oh, my God, she'd go, be here by 9, be here. So we'd quickly, you'd go to her,
trouble,
and then he'd go there for an hour, and then we'd fuck off again.
Until 11, 12.
Sorry, Tom, but we did.
He knew that, but he was hoping to catch us when on his lunch breaks, right? He goes, I know you guys were doing whatever, but, I had to, I'm like, scared shitless. Like, we're coming in like 2 seconds before he's coming home. My mom's freaking.
Oh,
they're coming. We're like, run in the door, turn on the TV. Like, we're sweating.
Oh,
he's like, you've been here all night, right?
Oh, my God. Donna, what about your parents?
Well, I grew up Baptist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole lot. But, my dad had a great sense of humor.
Did he?
Yeah. They had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun,
But no drinking, that kind of fun. But fairly strict, not so much with me. I was the fifth kid. By the time they got to me,
they were worn out.
They were
done. She's here.
My siblings grew up in the 70s, right? So they were doing all the drugs. And
they were exactly.
Right.
Yep.
And I wasn't. So so it's hard for me to say. My sister would have something different to say than I would.
It was
because
a different time. Different
she was, she was older and same with my brothers and my other sister. So, for me, it was like I was scared of certain things because they were religious.
Right.
But they just kind of, I never had a curfew ever. As long as I called and told them where I was.
Yeah,
that was
we didn't
fine.
Really have
but
a
But I was never a partier. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And we lived in the country.
Got, yeah,
so like,
by the time they
where
got
we
to
gonna
me,
go?
They were like, well, she's a cakewalk because the rest of them were all,
I heard these, stories saying, you got to be home before the streetlights come on. Well, we didn't have streetlights out in the country, so.
Yeah.
So that means I never need to come home.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. You had to wait for a candle in the window.
Yeah, right.
But like my dad was so proper. You never walked across somebody's lawn. That was his big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't walk across somebody's
lawn. That's right. That's right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's the quickest way to the neighbors. But
yeah.
But no. You, and never stay near dinner time. always come home because then
they feel compelled.
They feel compelled to ask you to stay for dinner.
Where most people would be like, hey, stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then you get in shit because you stay too close to dinner time, right?
Yeah. And then you feel obligated that you. Yeah. So you impose. They were afraid that you would impose on
somebody. My dad was so proper in so many ways.
You don't want to impose on people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, Sparky, you.
Yeah.
Jeff's turn.
Hey, Jeff.
Here we go.
Jeff, what's yours?
Fuck, they had no choice but to be militant with him. You've met him, right?
Yeah.
Like, the only boy.
Yeah.
Three girls.
Mom, full of love, affection, and fun. So is dad. And my dad's my best friend.
Yeah.
If I could be half the man.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, I'll consider myself a success.
Oh,
that's how much I feel about my dad. The greatest gift that was ever given to me was being able to work with my father.
Oh, nice.
And at Johnson's Red and White.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Mr. Boop. Johnson.
Yeah. Yes. Gordy. Yeah, he finally listened to
the show. Is that where Nova Cleaning is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember that, sir. I remember the Red and White.
Yeah.
I do. I didn't realize that was
But that was the greatest thing I was ever. I met so many people through my dad. So, and through just my name. If I fucked up, dad's a Marine.
Oh.
So they're going to tear you down, but he's not tearing you down to make you worse. He wants to bring you back up to realize the errors in your ways and make you a better man.
Yeah.
He should have worked harder on that. But I got to say, shout out to you. You finally have your shit together.
Yeah.
50 fucking years later.
My mom and dad said they listened to the show and they said, who told you that?
Who told you had your shit together?
At the end of the day,
they're wrong.
At the end of the day, no matter how our parents raised us or were to us, we all turn up pretty fucking good.
Right?
Yeah.
We all did.
Just ask us.
So we got to give them a big pat on the back for that. Because they all,
you're respectful, normal human beings that care about everybody in your life. They've done a good job.
My dad. Exactly.
They did something right.
He's going to be, he'll be 90 in March. Mom's 80, be 86.
And her mom, his mom drinks beer every day.
She drinks a case of beer a week.
Case of beer a
week. She drives from their place over off of Brantwood. And then so once a week, she goes
get a beer.
Fucking seats right up to the driver. Oh, yeah.
Well, she's like tiny.
My mom's a dwarf.
What's
her
beer?
She always was big for taking me to the circus. We always get it for free. She says, I'm in the middle car at halftime.
She's going to listen to this and go, you think I'm a dwarf?
Right, that's nice.
She's going to kick your ass.
She's giving me a big hug. See, I'm telling you, you're just like your goddamn mother. That's what Dad always said. You know what? Diane said that after she met my mom and dad. She goes, oh, my God.
You look your mom.
Yeah, you look like your dad.
You look like your dad.
But holy shit, you're like your mom.
So your mom's a shit show, eh?
Wow. She loves her beer. She used to be a big-time smoker, and she had to get her knee replaced, I don't know, 20-some-odd years ago. She fucking quit cold turkey.
Oh, good for her.
And she was smoking, like, Export A. Wow.
The real hardcore.
What's your beer of choice?
Blue Light. They bring Blue Light special in for her.
Oh.
And if she goes up to my sister's in Nepean, in Ottawa, whatever you're calling it now, they'll make a special trip over to Quebec to get her one of the great.
Oh, yeah. The 60. 46.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. And she was up there, and Paul took a picture of her around all the beer of her choice.
Yeah.
Like, she still does. She did the zip line across the Ottawa River last summer.
Last summer.
Last summer.
Bless her heart. Jennifer, they're pinned in there to side, and Mom says, did you see the video I sent you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to be her. That's cool.
I know.
Oh, she's got a...
That will be me.
Yeah.
It will be.
I think she's got 100 in her. I'm not kidding. I know. Yeah. She lives on chocolate ice cream and fucking apple pie
and beer. I'm loving your mom.
You'll take mom out to dinner and you'll think...
We should have your mom and dad on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
And it'll all be about Jeff. Jeff's like, fuck that.
Jeff's like going, oh, this isn't going to be good.
This could be interesting.
I'll take mom and dad over the sisters. Done.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
You should have the sisters too. That would be a whole other one. That'd be great.
John's the family.
You know what? I'm not coming that day. If you invite the nice one from Ottawa, I'm in.
The other two?
Depending on Marcia's mood when she gets here, maybe. Michelle, fuck that.
She's going to nail you to the cross.
Throw darts and light me on fire.
And then watch him burn.
Put me out and burn me some more.
Yes, yes.
All right. What bands are you listening to these days?
Oh. Nathaniel Ratliff.
No, not right now. Oh. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, when I was a teenager? Go?
Yeah.
Queen.
And we listen, like literally, we grew up, I don't care what anybody says,
Queen.
We grew up with the absolute
Triumph.
Best
I like
music.
Triumph.
Did what
you?
Age
Triumph.
Are we at? I mean,
you're teenagers. Well, you're listening. I don't know. You're a teenager.
And you're back
yeah.
in.
Bay City Rollers? Yeah, a little yeah. bit. I mean, yeah. they had one song. It was great. Yeah. Saturday night.
I'm roller skating a
yes.
lot. Tainted Love. Tainted Love. Do you remember Tainted Love?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All the British stuff.
I used to listen to the Frank Zappa, Stones.
I still listen to
Stones.
Actually, I got to.
Beatles, of course.
I used to do, you remember, I used to do the plays at St. John's. I do the vocals for them. So. Kind of missing a little bit, but I get a phone call the first week of school from the girl that's now the head of the drama department at St. John's and said we're doing a play and they're doing Rock of... Oh. They're doing a really cool
yeah.
80s show. No, I never said that, Jeff. I never said that, Jeff.
Can't say it. We
anyway,
cut
they're doing a great. They're doing a great play. I've actually seen it in Toronto professionally and I've seen it in Vegas professionally.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all that music. It's fucking great. I was like, she goes, you want to do it? And I go, yeah, I want to do
it.
Oh,
so you're going to do it?
Yeah.
So you're going to do it.
Yeah.
All my free time.
I'm just going to say, where the hell are you going to do this?
I don't even know.
You know, it doesn't matter. It's a balance.
It's a balance.
We'll figure it out. But you know what? I mean, how do you not? Like, I mean,
well, you always liked doing it too.
Yeah, I did. But it's all 80s music. It's all the shit that
the shit we love. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped about it anyway. Enough from here. So who'd you listen to? You know what? Springsteen.
Yep, Springsteen, Stones, Beatles, Frank Zappa. Going back to when I was 18, 19 years old. Not big on the club music. Coltrane was big on country music. I remember one of my favorite
country
songs.
You were?
Yeah, I love country music. Especially through the 80s and 90s.
Yes, yeah. Dwight Yoakam.
Sure. Oh, no.
Yes,
I like it now,
yes,
not then.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. Was I was a big fan back in the day.
Yeah.
Juice Newton, my God, who could remember Juice?
Juice Newton.
What is it? What is that song?
Yeah, everybody knows that song.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it'll come to me when I hear it. I'll play it on the way home.
Trailer for Sailorette.
That is the best.
I know. Anybody was like crazy about a band where you're like, oh my God. You too started.
Yeah, you too. Madonna for me.
I like Queen. Queen was a huge thing when I was younger. Like, it was probably in like
Michael Jackson.
13.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
I was
Madonna.
A B-side girl.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So.
Madonna
I was
the
B-side
80.
Girl.
That was 1980.
No, I know. Yes. I know this about you.
Yes.
We get into Donna's car and I go, oh, here's a song nobody's ever fucking heard.
B-side.
The B-side.
Okay. She was the B-side girl.
Yeah. Alternative B-side stuff.
Okay, so if your favorite group back 18, 19, what would have been the B-side song?
Oh, no. What's your favorite song? What's the one that came on? It came on.
Yes.
Actually, we're going to golf
Depeche
yesterday.
Mode.
Depeche
her
Mode.
Up.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Just can't get enough.
That's her song.
That is a good tune.
That's your
Mike
song.
Was
great
huge.
Song.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I went to go pick her up.
To that, Mike.
I went to go pick her up yesterday to go play golf, and as I'm pulling in to pick her up, does that song not come on the radio?
I'm like,
and she goes, that's my song.
I said,
I know.
So one artist that I really liked back in the day was Susie Quattro. Susie Q.
Who?
Susie Quattro.
No.
She had like one. I can't
remember
the song. Basically a one-hit wonder. She had a few of them, but one of them was just absolutely, I would sing it over and over and over again.
Which song?
So Susie Quattro, look it up. Susie Quattro.
I was that person that would play a song
If you played that song, I'd be like, oh, that's the best song.
And you know what? They're getting a lot of traction today with that Stranger Things or whatever
where
they bring the 80s back into the forefront.
Well, yeah, they put Kate Bush back on the map.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know what I got to tell you, though? The jeans that the girls are wearing, in all due respect to
they're
you,
fucking
they
tight.
Didn't work in the 80s, and they're not
no,
working
she's
now.
The mom jeans?
The
mom
big, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
The mom jeans?
Exactly. Yeah, they look ridiculous.
I've seen them. I'm like,
is that it?
They make your ass look fat.
They make your ass look fat.
No. They do. They make your ass look fat.
What jeans do they make your ass look fat?
The new
mom jeans
that everybody's
mom
wearing.
Jeans. And they're like hiked up. It's like, what's
they wear like hip huggers.
To your armpits.
They're way up here.
Like the old hip huggers.
They do a little like.
They got bell bottoms? They got bell bottoms?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like the hip huggers. Like, bring the hip huggers back.
Yeah, they're kind of good.
Yeah,
low,
there was
low
hip huggers that were
so
low. To wear.
Yeah.
You'd be a chick who wear a fucking hip hugger.
Well, no, you could
care.
Wear it normal.
I don't care. I want to see what they look like.
I'd love to see Dave in a pair of hip huggers myself. Mike, are you on board?
Yeah.
okay. Here's this. Who is your favorite or least favorite teacher this year? Do you ever have a teacher that kind of went through your life?
Actually, I kind of like her now. I like her now. I run into her every once in a while. Her name was, back in the day, was Miss Laidlaw. She was a nightmare, but she was the first. She was first year teaching for her, my grade 9 English class, and she was just quirky as fuck, and I almost failed that subject, and yet the following years I was like high 80s in English. So why is it that grade 9 sucked? Because she was a shitty teacher. but no. And then she got married and it's, she's not Miss Layla anymore. But I've run into her since then. She actually moved out of teaching and got into being a librarian. She was much better probably as a librarian than as an English teacher.
Something she liked.
But you know what? I loved her as a person. I think she was a great person. She was just she was quirky, and I learned to appreciate that. But in grade 9, I didn't appreciate that. But later in life, I do appreciate her. So whenever I run into her, I think she's a great person.
So she was your best and worst. Okay, yes. One person. Yeah. Who'd you have? Who'd you like?
Who I didn't like?
Yeah, who didn't you like?
Mr. Hanlon.
Oh, he was an arrogant. Oh my God!
Sorry, that fucking asshole.
So arrogant.
Actually,
so
I've
arrogant.
Never. No, no.
I was kidding.
It must be impactful because in my whole life of knowing you, I've never heard you speak bad of anyone.
Oh, I know. He thought he was something else, and I was getting 90 in his class easy, and he was calling me a ditzy blonde in front of everybody, and he was chauvinist. He was an
asshole. Misogynist. What a prick.
Oh my God.
Let's find him.
So, yeah,
didn't he marry Miss Aziz?
Yes.
Let's go egg his house. Yeah. You know what? We haven't egged a house in a while. Fuck, he's on due. Put the list.
On the list.
On the list.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, God, there's a few.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I loved, and I know it's a funny, it's quirky as hell, Mr. Pullman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was out there, man, right? He was there when you were there too, Mike, yeah.
Miss Plant, I loved her too.
She smoked like crazy
in
class.
I know,
so did Pullman.
I know,
he had like his beard was all
yellow
and cigarettes.
If he was
fingers.
Mad at you, he'd like throw the chalk brush at you and go, damn it! Damn it!
Yeah. And then he'd laugh.
I know. He was funny.
He used to be a monk, didn't he? Wasn't he a monk or something?
Yes.
Or a priest or something like that?
Something, yeah.
He was,
He lived with a student afterwards, too, their family, and I can't remember who it was.
Armstrongs.
Yes.
And that's because their parents fucked off and went to Kitchener and left the two kids.
Yeah, because she was talking to me about it.
So
like,
he was like, oh, I'm not kidding you. In a house that was empty.
Yeah,
oh
my so God. He moved in and
left their kids here and the parents moved away.
Yeah.
It was, and they were in high school. Wow. And you know what? And like Scott was a little out there, but he was a really solid actor and singer. So they were drama kids.
Yeah.
And his sister, I don't remember her name right now, but she was an amazing artist. And I don't know whatever happened to them. But
she was the one that was talking to me about it.
She was an amazing artist. And so he took a liking to them. And basically, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So he was her surrogate dad.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing weird. Just they needed somebody and then he stood up. Yeah, it was.
Oh, their parents clearly weren't there.
Oh, my God. We're going to move away. You guys okay?
You guys
no.
Take care.
Yeah, sorry. We're going to take the furniture and leave you with no hydro either. You good?
They must have been like hippie parents.
I don't even know. The kids were sort of hippie-ish.
Oh, were they? So maybe they were hippies.
Yeah. And you know what? And Scott was, remember him? He was 2 grades older than his age, which was not easy.
No.
Right?
No.
But he was fucking brilliant.
Yes.
And they were I remember them, and I thought they were a little out there, like their crowd was a little out there, but they were nice kids.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Anyway, and how about you?
Mrs. Gondor. She was my typing teacher. So
Mrs. Gondor.
She's the one that was the nightmare? Or was
Mrs.
That
Gondor.
Oh. Yeah. You didn't like
so
her?
She, no. So yeah. she was this little, I'm not going to say what her nationality was, but Mrs. Gondor. You can guess.
Yes.
Anyway, she had red lipstick she painted above her lip line.
That was
nice.
Nice.
She was about 4'10".
Okay.
And she'd come into class. and you know what? My friends and I, we were all really good students, right? And she'd look at us and, girls, are you on drugs? And we would just die
I love
laughing,
that.
Right?
Girls, yes. Are you on drugs?
Are you on drugs?
Drugs.
And of course, we were great typers, right?
Yeah,
we were just good students. We were all around kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We always wanted to please. And it used to piss her off so much because we could actually do the shit.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
but she thought we were, because we just, ditzy. We'd laugh our asses off through the whole class. Right?
I had a typing teacher. We used to call him Lumpty Dumpty because he was... I can't remember his name.
He should have hooked up with Mrs. Gondor.
And he was like, he was kind of like maybe, I don't know, 4 foot 5 or something. He was like, and he was like kind of stout, stout, bald head, bald head. And he was, so we'd call him Lumpy just for sure, Lumpty Dumpty. But he, mm-hmm. yeah, it was like,
oh
he wasn't.
God.
And I remember that class because it was a grade 9 typing.
Yes.
And I think, and you had to take it. You had to take typing class.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to take 1 year of typing. Yeah.
And it was the old machines where you had to go. Yeah. So it wasn't electric. It wasn't electric.
We're younger than you. We had electric machines.
You couldn't do electric until grade 10.
No, yeah.
We had manual.
Manual
grade 9, but electric grade 10. And that was that. You didn't have to take grade 10 typing, if you, and I didn't.
No.
Because I took the manual. And I remember at halfway through the class, I think it was like mid-season or whatever, mid-term, I got 50%, which I thought, oh, that's pretty fucking good. So at the end of the end of the term, he says to me, okay, so you got 50% again. And I went, sweet, bonus. Pass the class. Says, in fact, I'm going to give you a bonus 1 because who does that? But to this day,
I swear to God, who would take a second year in typing?
No shit. But I'm so glad I took it because now I can type with all fingers. I'm not a two-finger typer.
So you learned how to type, right? And your fingers had to be up. And she was,
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Right?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That gives you every letter in the alphabet. And you had to type that over and over again. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Oh, yeah. I remember.
I miss typing. I must have. What about you, Sparky?
Yeah, Sparky.
I think I called the Sparky twice.
Favorite teacher was Mr. Martin. His first name was Steve, and he was comical and funny as hell.
Oh, good.
He was my grade 11 and 12 English teacher, and he became a good friend of mine, too. Mr. Briggs, another great teacher, and Miss Jarvis, my grade 3 teacher, because without her, I don't learn how to speak or sing French.
You sing French?
Yeah.
You sing French? Voulez-vous
manger? All this means is, would you like to eat?
Oh, God.
So she would do it like that, and then she got me into acting and singing and what have you. And then,
oh, cool.
But the worst, we all seem to have something in common, that one common denominator. It was a typing teacher. Mrs. Turvey was her name.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, you know, you take in grade 9, and I thought, yeah, fuck, you know what? I'll take it again in grade 12.
Yeah, yeah.
And
easy credit.
Yeah. Easy credit. Yeah, I'm on a coast, and there's all the parents' boys are in this fucking class. It's just a class of rowdies, and I walk in and go, ooh. And Mrs. Turvey, and she's just
staring you down.
She's like from the 50s, man.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
With the makeup, the hair, the fucking
prim.
Prim proper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Johnson, you'll be sitting at the front. I saw perfect, Mrs. Turvey. I can look at you all day.
Oh, my God.
I remember about halfway through the semester, I went, Mrs. Turvey, Mrs. Turvey. I'm like my hand up and fucking being an idiot. And she said, you can go right to the office.
Of course I can.
Yeah. I went, oh, that's all it took? Fuck, I'd asked you this 20 minutes ago. And I fucked off and dropped the class because I couldn't take her. She was just too much. But because she was just fucking mean and nasty.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She was coasting out the end. I felt like, you know what? Pack it in and go home and be angry.
But I think it's because they seen know her teaching something that nobody
that's
wants
right.
to
learn.
Do.
Nobody
yeah.
cares
yeah.
about it. Nobody's like, oh, you like, have to take it. You it was mandatory.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Before you go to the next question, I have
I, no,
have
I haven't
question.
Finished.
Okay.
I haven't even answered
good.
This question.
Okay, answer this one, then I got a question. Go ahead.
No, what I was just going to say, so mine was John Burroughs was my favorite.
Oh, yes.
And I remember he had a law class, and he was pretty... We walked in, it was grade 11,
definitely.
And he goes, I'm not going to sick Petrel on you if you don't come to class. If you don't want to be here, don't come. But
Petrel
you're going to be
the
scored.
Vice
was the
principal?
V vice principal, okay. Yeah. So
yep.
I remember
yeah,
being in the class, and there was two guys. It was Mike Brady and Billy Mawini.
Oh, yeah.
And they were
yeah.
best friends.
Yes.
And
love
sitting
that
in the
name.
Front.
Yeah,
Mawini.
Yeah.
They were sitting in the front row.
Mawini.
Yeah. And I can't remember
very
what
Scottish.
Happened, but Bill turns around to... the guy beside him, and he go to Mike, and he goes, "You fucking cunt!" And I swear to God, Mr. Burroughs didn't miss a beat, and he went, "Get out!" And that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just get out. And I thought that was pretty funny. So he gave me, he exempted me from law because he said you talk a lot, so I'll give you the bonus points that you need. The worst teacher I ever had was Miss Grafton. She taught me in grade 12 math, and I went from having a 90 in math. To a 50, she was so
Still
over
bad.
Her head,
yep.
And I couldn't stand being in there because she was just bizarre. I don't know if she's still bizarre, and if you've straightened out, good for you.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Man, you were bizarre when you were, and
teaching.
It was her first
teaching.
Year teaching.
Yeah,
in all fairness,
teaching,
yeah, that's
she was
for
brutal.
The first year. High school first year teacher, I don't envy them. That would have been hard to do that.
Mm. Pat Madden, he was our science teacher.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
So I remember we were doing blood for something, and you had to prick your finger. And
you were
he
testing
had
your
thing.
Blood type.
And
yeah.
And he probably had the same one for all of us, I'm thinking, back then. Anyway, all I remember, right? He'd go up there, and he'd prick your finger, and he goes, I don't like being a prick in his Indian accent. Oh, it was hilarious.
Well, it was hard to understand sometimes because his accent
like
was so strong.
I don't like being a prick, and I do. Like, oh, my God.
His wife, I think, was a teacher in Burford. She was in Burford. No, Padman. I'm pretty sure she was a librarian or something.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. He was. They were funny guys. I had some good teachers. I don't know if I had anybody that destroyed me.
I totally remember having, honest to goodness, I'm not even going to count Mrs. Turvey because
we just had a lot of quirky teachers. We had quirky teachers.
We
kind of hung out with our teachers.
Oh, yeah?
We had some really cool ones back then.
Younger ones. Younger ones are big.
Well, when you go back.
French teacher, awesome.
Because that was when St. John's was more classified as a separate school board than it is today.
Yes, it wasn't part of the
state. You had to pay. You had to pay to be there.
You were going to St. John's.
You had to pay there.
You had to be Catholic.
And you had to pay. You weren't getting subsidized.
No, it wasn't.
Your parents were paying you to be there.
Yes, they were. It was like a private school.
So even your teachers aren't all living in Brantford at the time. Would they have been? See, I kind of wonder if that
majority
was
of them, I think, were, yeah, but maybe some of them I wouldn't know per se. But
See, I was lucky at PDHS because a bunch of my teachers, the male guys, they play ball or hockey with Dad.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you've got sisters and brothers, like I had, my sisters are older, so they know who's coming because they either shop to the store and they know through Dad, or they just know your family. Yep. And it was. Yep. Even though it was a small community, because even though you're growing up Baptist up where you grew up, Donna, didn't you notice that your school community was a little tighter?
I didn't go to school where I grew up. We had a bus in. We bussed a half an hour in.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Was it a big school? How many kids were in your school?
1,200.
So I had a small school. So we had, when I went there, it was around 500. By the time I ended, it was around maybe 350.
I get it. It was Burford.
It was small.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Every kid.
Everybody was flying off to Brantford to go to school at the airport.
I can't stay here. This is no fun.
Yeah, I knew every kid's name.
There's only
every
one fucking teacher.
Because you were related.
No, we went to small schools.
Did she?
Right?
Yeah. And she went to private school, basically.
Yeah. But even like Hillfield had 400 senior students. That's it.
Oh wow!
Right?
Yeah.
So grade 9.
So our seniors, our senior students were like 90.
So everybody knew everybody, classes, right?
Age? Yeah.
They were 90 years old.
Three classes. Yeah. No.
Sounds like Burford.
Hey, guess what's happening in September? I get my grade 12.
There's 90 students.
So what? It took me 62 fucking years. Buzz off! I was priming tobacco.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Sorry.
Don't judge.
I tell you, I throw it in the air and he just runs with it.
I know he does.
Loves it.
Donna was running with it too, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't want to tell
did.
On her,
I did
but she was.
That, yes. Anyway, no, there was 90 students. There was 90. I was just gonna say there was 90 students. What are you gonna say?
What were you gonna say before?
So here's a question for you. What was the funniest thing that ever happened in high school? The funniest incident.
Thing.
I have a funny story, and I gotta tell it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was grade 12, and of course, this is in 1981. Grade 12. I think it's 91.
82.
81 or 82, 82. Somewhere in there. Anyway, Porky's. Porky's movie.
Yeah.
So the Porky's movie came out that summer. It was hilarious. And it was very popular, right?
Yes.
So there's a scene in the movie that we all remembered, and I remember that I was hanging out with this one guy. There's a guy and this girl. Her name is Sandy. It's funny. I'm going to say her name because her name is funny. Her name is Sandra, but we call her Sandy, and her last name is Land, so it's Sandy Land. So anyway,
Sandy Land.
Sandy Land.
And you guys have probably met her because she actually serves beer at Frankie's.
Brother's name's Dry.
During the day.
Dryland.
She's a daytime
Dryland.
Anyway, Sandy
Her married name is Dryland Training.
Funny girl. Yeah, no. Funny girl. So Sandy and this Jim and I, the three of us were kind of like inseparable. We hung out like all the time during grade 12. And so anyway, she decided she's going to joined this committee to sell magazines. You know how those magazines.
Oh yeah, magazine.
So she had to do a morning announcement to kind of advertise to get people to do to get into this magazine selling program or whatever. She didn't know how to do it, and we said, "Well, why don't you just kind of make some kind of like do some shtick or like some kind of thing, whatever, where you call a fake student to the office and you know just say, hey, you know, so and so, come to the office. Your mom's got your lunch.
Mike
here,
Hunt."
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Get out.
Swear to God. So anyway, so my buddy Jim. Yeah. So my buddy Jim says, "Well," she goes, "Well, what kind of name?" He says, "Well, just call Michael Hunt. And we knew. I knew what was going on. He said, "Michael Hunt." She goes, "Well, I think there's a Michael Hunt here." And I said, "No, that's Michael something or other." So, and just you know, just say, "Hey, Mike, come to the office." Like, we didn't say Mike Hunt together.
Right.
We said, just say, "Hey, Mike, you know, come to the office and just, you know, call Michael Hunt and whatever." So we thought she'd figure it out, right? We go to homeroom. She's in the principal's office.
Jesus.
The principal's office doing the announcements.
Oh,
and she goes into the spiel. Would Mike Hunt please come to the office?
Oh, of course, everybody's dying at their desk.
So Jim and I are in the same homeroom. We're in the same room. We are on the floor pissing ourselves laughing in hysterics. Like, I'm rolling. I can't catch my breath. I'm so laughing so hard. And she went on and on. And everybody's like looking at us.
Mike
like,
Hunt.
The fuck is with you? Exactly. That's what she
Michael
kept saying.
Hunt.
Exactly.
Serious, Mike Hunt. Get here.
So we thought, there's no way she would have figured this out. So anyway, we get out of the homeroom. We walk in the hall. She's walking in the hall from the principal's office. They hadn't even figured it out. Even the office hadn't figured it out. She's walking down the hall, and we're going, "Did you listen to what you said?" She goes, "What? You were calling for your cunt to come to the office."
Oh, no.
We got hauled into the principal's office because then they figured it out and realized these guys put it up. And I'm like, I'm pleading it. It's like, it was Jim. It wasn't me.
I didn't even see the movie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
To this day, I'll bring it up. Or somebody will bring it up about that. She remembers this. And I know if she's listening to this podcast, she will go, "You fuckers. You knew. I knew." I will never forget this to this day.
Oh, we need to run into all these people again. Bastard. Like, who's this guy to fuck around with you? And we'll grab her. And
hilarious.
And anybody up your way at the Baptist school?
Anything
I
funny?
I didn't go to a Baptist school.
Oh.
No. So what was anything funny? Anybody else have anything funny that got crazy?
Nothing
funny?
Like that. No. I can't remember. I'm sure there was lots of funny shit, but I don't remember anything specifically.
It wasn't funny, but it was. Now it's funny. So they, we had... My grade 13 group was a bunch of overachievers, right?
Sure.
However, not stupid and clearly not, innocent. So a couple of them were on, you know, we were all keen ears helping the teachers out, you know. So
banging erasers.
Right.
From the
so a couple of my friends were photocopying in the office, and they looked down in the garbage, and there is remember the old carbon copies?
Yes. Yeah, and you'd smell them
from the Gesetner machines or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yes. So there was a carbon copy in between the
sheets.
Yeah. Yes. Well, isn't that our math test?
Perfect.
It's coming up on Friday.
Perfect.
So they took it, and they printed it, and they gave it to everybody.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So you all did
way.
Exceptionally well.
Oh, we all did exceptionally.
And they couldn't figure out why. Wow, you guys really put an effort in on this.
Yeah.
Well,
they figured it out.
Oh, I bet they did.
Perfect.
Well, we
got zero.
Yeah, everybody.
So did you have like a club where it was like the office club, like it was an office club that you did all this shit? Because we did. In our high school, we had a club, and I was actually in it, and we did all that. I know, it's really fucking weird, eh? And we did the office shit. Like,
you run the photocopiers,
you do all the Gestetner shit. Like, it was like crazy.
Yeah.
I
mean,
all I know is at this table, I'd put that to you and Donna. Jeff and I, fuck, they didn't want us anywhere near the office. Or we were getting
shit
for something.
We were the keeners.
And I was a keener. Ho, ho, ho. When I was going to the fucking office, I was like, so how many days have I got this
job?
I started I didn't start a food fight.
Of course not.
but you were heavily involved.
Yes.
Okay, so it opens up and all the food's coming towards us.
Yes.
So we're all dodging and laughing and I've got this apple.
Uh-oh. An apple? You threw an apple? You're serious shit.
Like, well, everything like, was good. I'm thinking French,
I think French fries and maybe some soup or an apple.
I wasn't really trying to hit anybody, but I let that fucker fly. And she took off, and it hit, and just as I, like, it was just off my fingertips, and the VP comes through.
Sailing softly through the air.
Oh, yeah.
It hits the fucking brick wall. And goes,
slow motion.
And the fucking apple goes, poof.
Oh,
and all the apple falls on the VP.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And he looks at me and he gives me the big
Dumpton.
Dumpton. Gotcha. Come here.
I want.
Let me explain. Go right to the fucking office.
I don't know about you guys, but the best French fries and gravy was at high school.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Best fries and gravy.
French fries and gravy.
Julie and I.
He lived on it.
I bet you. I had three. I easily had no less than two jobs in high school. For whatever reason, I never had fucking money.
Yeah.
So we would stand at the end of the line, Julie and I, and we would ask people for quarters until we had enough money.
Like my brother did that.
A plate of French fries with gravy.
With gravy. Yeah. Fries and gravy.
And we would split it every day.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it back then because you could eat whatever the fuck you wanted and you were thin. Right? Go to McDonald's for lunch, go here, it was great. I'm like, fuck it, this is awesome. That's when my bad habits started, was there. Yeah. I love French fries and gravy.
Me
now.
Me too. I don't do it, but I love French fries. I lived on it for so many years.
But we lived on it, absolutely. It was the best French fries and gravy on the planet, was it?
Cafeteria fries. I know.
Right? And if somebody had them, you'd like buddy up.
Yeah. Can I have a few?
You
want to
share
me? Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys ever leave the high school at lunchtime and go to a local restaurant?
We'd go to McDonald's.
Brick oven down the street.
Oh, Brick
Oven, right. Brick Oven Pizza.
Yeah. There was nothing.
Nothing? You didn't have anything to go
there
to?
There was a little Italian bakery that was close by. You can go get a roast beef sandwich. Other than
really?
Nothing.
No, that would just be nothing. The school.
So
just
we had
in the country. More
Wendy's.
So I went to Burford. I'm Burford High School, right? So, and I think we mentioned this in the podcast about Dot and Dave. So Dot and Dave's was a local store. It was like a convenience store. But they also
went inside. High school.
Right? No. It was a few blocks away. But they also had like a lunch counter, like a breakfast and lunch counter. So it was basically just like you pull up and you had stools and you just pull up and you order your fries and gravy and your burgers or whatever. And it was just basic stuff, but it was good. Like, it was really good burgers and that. Mm-hmm. So I remember in grade 9, I went with this buddy of mine, and you guys probably know him because his name is Tony Henrique, and he used to own Brooks Signs, right? So Tony and I were in high school together. And I remember this because we would hang out. We would go up to Dot and Dave's for lunch, and we'd sit at the counter. And this one day, he got rude. I don't know what he said, but Dave got so pissed.
Oh, wow.
And he says, get out, right? And we didn't even pay for a meal. We were both just finishing our lunch, and we hadn't paid. He says, get out. So he leaves, and I look at him and said,
Dot and Dave's.
I'm with him. And I left. I didn't have to pay.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for lunch.
All right. It was a few weeks before I went back to Dot and Dave's.
Rate your high school experience. This is the last question.
Out of what, 10?
Oh.
Yeah, what was high school like for you?
8.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I honest did. To God. It was a cakewalk. I pulled great, decent 80% and didn't study. Yeah. I left a lot at the table, but I'd rather go through with life with laughs.
Do you know what I just realized?
What?
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff. Oh.
He's exactly what I was going to say.
And does that make me Rita? Holy fuck, I'm Rita. Oh boy.
And I'm Donna. Apparently Donna and I are the same.
No. You guys are our parents.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Aunt Shannon.
Donna, high school.
Yeah.
Rate?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Whatever.
You know what? I loved high school. I did. I was athletic. Same. I worked probably harder. Yeah, way too fucking keen. But
okay, I got a question though. If you had to do it all over again,
knowing now what you know,
a keener would be because of your sisters and how you were raised, probably.
No, not my sisters and my brothers. They partied their faces off.
Okay, then how did what happened?
They were very bright,
I don't know.
Though.
Just the were crowd, you afraid?
Probably
were
just
afraid?
The crowd you hung out with.
The
they were very,
sure.
very straight laced kind of people.
A lot of pure girls, eh? Pure girls?
Pure guys and girls. Yeah. Like, my friends wore ties to school.
What?
All the boys wore ties.
Like intentionally? Yeah. Or was it a uniform?
No, intentionally.
Oh, good
a
Lord.
Tie.
Yeah. We did in grade.
They wore skinny ties and shirts. And
yeah, that was
so grade 11,
age,
it was
right?
a preppy. We had the blazer. We would
pink.
Wear jeans and a blazer and a preppy
the,
tie prep, that would,
yeah,
wasn't done up
age,
all the way.
Yeah.
But it'd be like one of those,
cool,
like a knit tie,
Yeah.
It was like, oh yeah, it was.
So
we were
Shannon
these
and I had uniforms,
cool.
So we can't even relate.
No,
to that.
No,
yeah.
No. Oh,
okay,
to, yeah.
Back
sure.
then, yeah. Was, my daughters went to Catholic school. Now she'll wear shorts, but she'll also wear her skirt every now and then or her pants.
Mm, yeah.
And that would be the big change to me. I don't remember ever coming to
St.
John's.
We didn't have shorts or
pants. You guys had the skirt.
That was Sean McLeod that brought that in.
Oh,
it was, and we were
how does that get started?
He was our president, our high school president, whatever, class president. And he actually, Sean McLeod's the guy that we used to work for Andrew Peller. He's retired now.
Yes, yeah.
But anyway, he's the one that brought the golf shirts and the shorts into St. John's just as we were leaving. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was
that's
his initiative. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very so there's cool. his. But no, we were, I mean, I liked wearing my kilts.
Me too.
I thought, I felt, and I had really cool tights that I would wear too, and I was little and
whatever.
And I looked really,
I thought I looked
really good.
You'd hike them up. I loved it. Oh, fucking right.
It was easy. You knew what you were wearing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, every time I went to St. John's, I always used to take loose change and just throw it down the fucking hall.
Some teachers did that too.
On that note, unless you want to, you guys, everybody, we got to go. We got to go. All right, like, share, follow, buy a t-shirt, buy a cup, buy some coolers. Support us, whatever. You know what? It doesn't get lost on us. Certainly love the... And 2 weeks we should be at the LCBO by October 1st is when we are going to go in. I would look for us in the month of October.
Get the bucket in your belly.
It is delicious. Anyway, cheers everybody. Nice to see you.
Cheers.
Gotta go.
Bye. Bye.